Last week at the OpenStack Summit in Hong Kong, I had an opportunity to speak with a number of Red Hat engineers who are working on OpenStack. This is a conversation with Flavio Percoco, who's working on the Marconi project. I'm speaking with Flavio Percoco, and he is working on the Marconi project. So first of all, what is Marconi?
So Marconi is queues and notification service for OpenStack. It's basically a really nice API on top of existing technology, so we're not trying to reinvent the wheel there. We are just putting an API on top of existing brokers like RabbitMQ, Cupid, or AMQ, or whatever broker is there. Even databases can be used as messaging tools within Marconi.
One of the policies of OpenStack is that core components be really pluggable, so I assume that's a goal of Marconi as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a goal of Marconi, and one of the things we want to make sure we are respecting is that the fact that Marconi shouldn't be invasive in your infrastructure. So if you want to deploy Marconi, you can easily install it and, you know, build it like using Lego bricks. You can pick whatever transport you want to use, either it is HTTP, TCP, or 0MQ, or whatever you want to use. And you can also choose what backend you want to use. It could be RabbitMQ, Cupid, or MongoDB, or, you know, some MySQL database if you prefer, because maybe you already have that deployed in your infrastructure, so you want to, you know, keep the know-how you already have and you're still using that.
And what are you doing in particular on the Marconi project?
So I started contributing to Marconi since its very beginnings. So I basically co-PTL the project with Kurt until now. And now that Marconi is already incubated in OpenStack, Kurt is the, you know, official PTL, but we are still doing that work together. Like, we split the PTL duties and we lead the development of Marconi and the whole team and you know, keeping priorities straight and make sure we're doing the right thing for the project.
What else are you excited about that's coming up in OpenStack?
So Marconi is definitely something that I'm really, really excited about. Solum looks like a very good project. Triple O is really amazing, and I think the effort that Red Hat is putting there is definitely worth it. And it's the way to go. So yeah, I think those three projects are the most intriguing ones for me right now. There's many new features in existing projects that maybe are worth highlighting for people. Like, for example, Glance has put a lot of effort on being able to be deployed as a public service. So that's something that might be useful for some use cases. Like, if you want to share images, or for Red Hat itself, when you know about sharing Red Hat Enterprise distributions, it would be really cool, you know, to be able to share them by using Glance, for example. Oslo now has Oslo messaging, which basically we pulled out a whole RPC code into its own repository. And we've started doing that with many other libraries that were incubated in Oslo. So Oslo is definitely paying out right now. So the whole process of incubating libraries and, you know, improving the API and making sure they're stable enough to have their own repository. So that's something that is definitely cool about current state of OpenStack. So I guess that's basically it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you very much.